When the 1970 NASA Apollo 13 spaceflight was having problems, a message was sent from Mission Control to the ground crew: failure is not an option. That's the mindset that makes the difference between being a disciple and a deserter. I'm not walking away from this. The story is told of a socialite who served in the armed forces and became a Christian during the war. On nearing his demob date, he approached the chaplain and asked, "What do I do? I want to hold on to my faith in Jesus. And yet as soon as I get home, all my old inappropriate friends will be round and I'm worried about slipping away." The chaplain's advice was simply, "As you meet them, tell them you are now a Christian and they will disappear." Which is in fact what happened. Jesus, both in his person and his word, can be divisive. John 6 begins with Jesus feeding the 5,000, and the crowd around him grew as they hoped he would continue feeding them. And he started to teach them it was God who had provided manna for them in the wilderness and not Moses, and about how he himself had come from heaven. And the Jews began to get upset and complained and were offended by Jesus because they could not accept Jesus' incarnation, that he had come from heaven, that in fact he was their God, that they claimed to worship. Only he'd come in human form. And then he described himself as the bread that gives life. We understand that to refer to what we celebrate at communion or the Lord's Supper. But his words were met by misunderstanding, confusion and objection by the crowd. No doubt some thought he was talking about a form of cannibalism, eating my body, drinking my blood. But he meant only those who eat and drink of him will live forever, will receive my life. But it wasn't only the crowds who were struggling. Many of his disciples were also getting a bit hot under the collar and saying, "These are hard things you're teaching us. We don't understand you fully either." So what did Jesus do? Sit them down and explain in ABC form or give clearer examples and answer individual questions to help them? No. In fact, Jesus did the opposite. He kind of upped the ante. By talking about flesh and spirit, meaning flesh being the world's way of seeing things, actually can't see eternal life comes only through Jesus, through his death and resurrection. And that to receive it, we need to participate in his death by believing his blood is what washes our sin away. And that it is the spirit who gives life by enabling us to believe, by helping us have faith. The response? Many left. Stop being followers. I remember many years ago, someone came to SBC for a few weeks and then they stopped saying, "They believe the Bible in that church." What had happened? The gospel message, I believe, challenged their hearts and their way of thinking, and it showed them being good and nice and kind isn't what gets you into the family of God. And they had to choose, will I accept Jesus as my saviour or not? And it appeared for them the answer was they wouldn't. The purpose of Jesus' hard teachings was to reveal the genuineness of faith, not to drive people away. But where faith isn't rooted in Jesus, when the Spirit, often through Scripture, penetrates our outer shell and confronts our life choices and challenges our beliefs, will we stay or will we go? Will we continue to follow Jesus or not? There are many hard sayings like love your enemies, forgive those who do you wrong, welcome the stranger, that if we're honest can show us we still have pockets of unbelief in our hearts. The Spirit of God, using the Word of God, seeks to pinpoint these things that we may be enlightened to do something about them, that Christ's life can flood those areas in us too. And so the crowds went, followers left. "What about you?" Jesus asked the 12. "Will you go too?" "To whom can we go? Only you have the words of life." Peter and others had questions, doubts, struggles as much as the next Jew over some of what Jesus had taught. And yet they were learning a valuable lesson that we also need to learn. We can still trust Jesus even when we don't understand everything. Because trust is walking not by the flesh, by human sight or wisdom, but by continuing to daily say yes to Jesus. For to whom else can we go for help?